There were descendants of his that lived in Millis.
I was called the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. A quorum is present. Representative Solberg moves the minutes for Monday, May 10th, 2010. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we'll move the proposed supplemental calendar for Tuesday, May 11, 2010. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we will now look for time parameters for first the fiscal calendar. House file 3833, a Greiling bill, 4 hours. Senate file 3019, a Coonan bill, publicly owned nursing facilities rate increase, 20 minutes. Number 3, Senate file 2702, a Rube bill, birthing centers licensure established, 1 hour. Senate file 2885, Jackson bill, assessor appraiser authority clarified, 20 minutes. Then for the calendar for the day. I'm sorry, the supplemental calendar for the day. Senate file 3126, an Eakin bill. 30 minutes. House file 3682, a Kalin bill. 20 minutes. House file 1537, a Mullery bill. 60 minutes. Senate file 560, a Champion bill, 30 minutes. House file 2562, a Thiessen bill, 20 minutes. House file 2942, an Atkins bill, 20 minutes. We're going to go back also, I believe, I just have to look quickly. We're going to go back to Senate file 251 on the calendar, a Holberg bill. We're going to do 45 minutes. Any discussion on those time parameters?
Mr. Chair, I have a discussion on the Greiling bill.
Yes.
There's technically nothing in the Greiling bill that we need to balance a budget, so I would suggest 2 hours rather than four. Everything that can be said has been said, so I would move 2 hours.
Okay. Representative Pulaski, I do think it will take a bit longer on that bill, though, just in knowing what issues are in the bill. You are correct that most of the bill is not needed to balance the budget. There is actually some of the budget balancing in that bill, though very small. But I do believe education bills always garner a lot of conversation.
I would repeat my observation of yesterday that the likelihood is this bill is not going to become law. That would be my second point to substantiate the 2 hours. But I'll move 2 hours nonetheless.
All right. At this time, I would not consider that a friendly amendment, only because I don't know what Representative Hoppe is going to do. Yesterday, Hoppe was on board with the 7.5 minutes each side and then backed off on that. So I think,
Mr. Chair, Representative Hoppe was a disappointment yesterday, and he has an email from me and a graphic to display when he has these compulsions.
Representative Hoppe.
Mr. Chair, I consider myself properly chastised and chastened.
Mr. Chairman, I'd offer a compromise and amend the Pulaski amendment to 3 hours.
Okay. I would consider that friendly. So 3 hours on the education bill. The rest stay the same. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Mr. Chair, just one other
motion prevails. And then Representative
Pulaski. Will we enforce it?
Any member has the ability to move the previous question when we hit our time parameter.
Mr. Chair, we've said this before, and given the scope of what that means, that should come from leadership, this committee. That is a motion that we're making in rules, and that should come from the leadership of the body to enforce what's being done in this committee. I don't need an answer from you, but that's where it should be.
All right, members, we're in recess.